Ooh, this guy's from a Western country. Which country is he from? England, Mexico, Thailand, Brazil, or Romania? What do you think? What is your gut feeling? Gut feeling, that means what is your inner feeling? What is your first feeling? Okay, to this question. Well, if we think about a map, just a traditional map, where North America is on the left side and, the other places like Japan, Australia is on the right side, west and east, that would mean Mexico is the most western country, and then Brazil would be next, then England would be next, then Romania, then Thailand would be the most eastern country. But the problem with this word western is that it's not talking about the location of a country. Okay, that's why it's a big problem. It's talking about culture. Okay, Western culture. So if I ask you again, if I say this guy is from a Western culture, which country is he from? What would your answer be? Well, my gut reaction is England. That's my feeling is England. He's from England. He's from a Western culture. Okay, I mean, personally, I wouldn't really think about these cultures as Western. But I want to know about you. If you're from Mexico or Brazil or Romania, do you consider yourself Western? Do you consider your culture Western? I really want to know. I'm curious. So let me know down there in the comments. I think most native English speakers would not consider these countries as Western culture. I could be wrong. If you're a native English speaker from, I don't know, wherever in the world, let me know what your answer is. But what is Western culture? I mean, this is a very tricky, it's a very interesting topic. I think a lot of people think that Western culture is basically English-speaking countries like Canada, the US, England, Australia. Okay, countries that speak English. The reason we can't use English culture is because then that would mean the country of England. Okay, like English breakfast, English tea. That doesn't mean Canadian breakfast. We're not talking about Canadian tea, even though we speak English in Canada. Okay, so English can mean two things. It can mean the language and it can mean like the country or the culture, right? So when we use English culture, it might be a bit confusing. I think a lot of people would think you're talking about British culture, like the culture in England. So we can't really use this term. So the only term we have is Western culture. We don't have any other term in English. Okay. So if I ask you, okay, is the culture in Canada more similar to the culture in New Zealand or the culture in Mexico? What would your answer be? Well, I think it's definitely more similar to New Zealand. I mean, even though New Zealand is very far away from Canada, and Mexico is very close to Canada. Okay, I mean, Canadian culture is definitely more similar to New Zealand culture. Why? Why is that? Well, probably a lot of people would say because New Zealand and Canada both speak English. They sort of have the same European origins, I guess. But now I want to ask you, what about France? Is France a Western country? Does France have Western culture? Well, yeah, I think so. I would think of France as a Western country, as a Western country. If you're from France, let me know. Do you consider yourself a Western country? I think so. I think probably. But what about a country like Spain? Is Spain a Western country? Does it have Western culture? Well, if Spain is more west than France on the map, but I mean, It might be a bit tricky. I think probably yes. If you're from Spain, let me know. Do you consider yourself Western, to have Western culture, or do you consider your country to be Western? I think probably yes. But, I mean, this is confusing, right? A lot of people use terms like this: Western culture, Asian culture, Latin culture. Okay, so would Spain be Western culture, or would it be Latin? Okay, like, I think a lot of people consider Latin culture to be Spanish-speaking countries and Portuguese-speaking countries. Like, I think a lot of, at least Native American, or like Native English speakers, would consider Brazil, Colombia, Mexico, sort of all the Central, South American countries as Latin. Even though Mexico is part of North America, I think, you know, most people would consider Mexico to be part of Latin America, you know, in terms of their culture. Okay, and Asian culture, I mean, Asia is a huge continent. What does that even mean? I mean, Chinese culture is very different from Indian culture. So, you know, when most people use this term Asian culture, I think, like, the majority of the times, it means Chinese culture or Vietnamese, Philippines, Thailand, that area. It could mean Indian culture or Pakistani culture or Iranian culture. Well, Iran is sort of bordering on the Middle East, right? So Afghanistan, Pakistan, obviously this is hard. Are they part of Asia? Well, yes. But when people use the term Asian culture, they're probably meaning more like Chinese. And if they want to say like India or Iran or Afghanistan, they might use the term South Asian culture, or they might just use the names of those countries like Indian culture. Okay, so I mean, these are very broad terms. I don't know. I don't have the answer. That's why I wanted to ask you. I want to ask you, what do you think about these things? I Googled, or I searched on Wikipedia for Western culture, and this is a map I found on the Wikipedia page. Okay, and I think it accurately sums up my feelings. So I think this is true. Okay, so the blue countries, the dark blue, are considered Western countries. So we have Canada, the US, all of Western Europe, Australia, some of the Philippines. I don't know why Papua New Guinea is. I guess they have Western culture in Papua New Guinea. I've never been there. Okay, then we have the light blue here, this teal color. Russia, Kazakhstan, Eastern Europe. That is Orthodox. Orthodox culture. Interesting. Okay, yeah, that's true. Okay, so it looks like the cutoff is like Poland is Western culture, Ukraine is Orthodox culture. Okay, so the line, I guess, is drawn there between West and Eastern Europe. Okay, then we have the green here, all the Islamic countries. Okay, so Islamic culture all through the Middle East, North Africa, Malaysia, Indonesia, okay, and Bangladesh. And then Buddhist, okay, so parts of, you know, this sort of Central East Asia here, Mongolia, Thailand, these places. Okay, Buddhist culture, and then we have Hindu, this orange color, Hindu here, and strangely, some Hindu culture over in South America as well, those little countries there. That's really interesting. I've never been to South America, so I'm not sure why. There must be some history of immigration from India over there. If you know the history, let me know down there in the comments, because I honestly don't know much about the history of that. Okay, then we have African culture here. Okay, I mean, look at all these countries. I'm sure a lot of them have very different cultures, but for some reason, Africa just gets the worst. People, you know, I feel bad for Africa because people talk about Africa as one place. I mean, it's a huge, huge continent. There's so many different cultures, languages, people, thousands of languages in Africa. Okay, And so people always just think, oh, you're from Africa, or Africa's like, that's just crazy. Africa is not a country. It's a huge place with many countries. Now, I've actually never been to Africa. And I think that's the problem. When people haven't been somewhere, they sort of lump everyone into the same category. It's like when someone doesn't know much about religion, okay, they would probably think of a Sikh and a Muslim as sort of the same thing. Okay, most Canadians, I think, don't know the difference between a Muslim and a Sikh because they've never been to those parts of the world. They probably don't interact with immigrants. You know, a lot of white Canadians don't really interact with them. So they just sort of, when we don't know about something, we just sort of lump everything into one thing. So that's the same with Africa. It's a very mysterious place for a lot of people. For me, Africa's like full of mystery. I want to go there sometime. I think it would be amazing. I plan to go there sometime. I've never been there. I'd love to go. Okay. So what else do we have here? We have Latin American culture. Okay. So like I said, all of South America, basically Brazil, you know, all the way up to Mexico, all South Central America, even part of North America is considered Latin. Now, Spain is not, I guess. All right. Now, I would think of Spain as partly Latin. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Is the culture in Spain very different than the culture in like Mexico? I think they would probably have some similarities, right? I mean, the Spanish Empire basically conquered. That's why there's Spanish people in South America, right? They didn't just magically appear there. Spain conquered places like Colombia, right? I mean, that's why in these countries, like, you see indigenous people as well. Mexico, I've been to Mexico, okay? I've seen indigenous people there. They look different. And in Colombia too, they have like indigenous people and you have Spanish. Now, I don't know exactly, I've never been to South America. I'd love to go to South America as well to see the beautiful continent. I've seen so many pictures and I have friends from South America. So I plan on going to South America as well. But the last one on the list there is the red. Yeah, so we have the red is like basically this like Chinese, this sort of culture here, Korean, Chinese. It looks like Vietnam is on here as well. And then the last one is Japanese. I guess Japan has its own culture. No one else gets their own culture. Well, India has, it looks, India and Nepal, they have basically that. And then you have Japan, its own culture. Wow, interesting. But anyway, this is a very interesting topic. I find this very interesting. I want to know, what does the term Western mean to you? What does it mean? Do you consider yourself a Western? Let me know down there in the comments, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.